On the Record
on News Talk.
Brought to you by PwC. Great minds think unalike. Different skill sets, diverse opinions, it all adds up to the new equation.
First of all, let me go to the Sinn Féin spokesperson on health, David Cullen. And David, there's lots of things to ask you about, but first of all, your view on this decision that's been made by Cabinet that now members of NPHET will only be allowed to speak to the media once they get government approval. What do you make of that?
Well, I think, first of all, Gavin, we have to hear from all voices, including from NPHET. But obviously, the government has to make decisions. And what I want to see is that joined up approach between the public health advice, which is given, and then strong messages and leadership from government. And that's what we haven't seen. There has been an absence of that over the last number of months. Indeed, I would say over the last year. And I can cite numerous examples in relation to antigen testing, ventilation in schools and in workplaces, contact tracing in schools, the booster jab and so many other areas. So obviously it's a matter for government to be advised by NPHET and then government have to make decisions. And I think what people are frustrated with is the disjointed nature of the decisions which are being made by government and, I have to say, incompetence on so many levels.
So you don't think that there is necessarily any public confusion that arises out of NPHET maybe saying one thing and the government looking for another?
Well, I think it's important that the sequencing is right. So obviously what we need to see, Gavin, is a joined up approach between both. And it isn't necessarily the message because the public health advice is what it is. I can't change the public health advice. The government can't change the public health advice. Mm. The role of government is to interpret the public health advice, to obviously heed and implement the advice which is given. And on occasion, there is a nuancing of some of that advice, which we have seen again over the last number of weeks. That's a job for government. But what I want to see is the government getting it right on their end. The responsibility to ensure that the advice is heeded and implemented rests with government. And the failures that people have seen over the last number of months have been on the government side.
So do you think then that the government has got it right, knowing now what the public health advice was and the decisions that the government made on Friday? Do you think they're the right decisions?
Well, I think it's what led to these decisions is the problem, Gavin, because people look back not just over the last number of days, but over the last number of months. And if you look what happened in schools, for example, where we had situations where children were sent back to schools with no mitigation measures.
That was the public health advice.
Yes, but also the government kept repeating the mantra that schools were a safe environment.
Which was also the public health advice.
Yes, but we had no movement on any of the mitigation measures. And if you listened to what teachers have been saying, what parents have been saying, and indeed even the expert group that was set up by government in relation to ventilation, they were calling for proper ventilation measures to be put in place for schools. Mm. So yes, mistakes were made, and I think it's okay for people to admit mistakes were made, but mistakes were made in schools, and it isn't just on schools, it's also on antigen testing. And I agree that antigen testing has to be used for the appropriate reasons and in the appropriate way and in the right circumstances, and the public health advice is very clear in relation to circumstances in which antigen testing should be available. But the government dragged its feet on this for months. So almost across all of the responses that were in the control of government, from antigen testing to ventilation in schools, and I would say in workplaces as well, but equally hospital capacity, ICU capacity, as I said, contact tracing in schools, supports for workers.
So the impression that I'm getting is that we didn't have to be in the situation that we are, but nonetheless, we are in that situation. So given the circumstances that we now face today, do you think the government made the right decisions on Friday?
Well, I support the public health advice, and obviously whatever public health advice is given to keep people safe, I support it. I think the government haven't got a right in relation to income supports for workers and businesses, because they are still going to continue with the tapering off of the EWSS payment. That will be a 40% graduated cut, I understand. And that's a very, very important payment and an important support, because it establishes a link between the employee and the employer. Mm. And for the last number of months, Gavin, we have been screaming at the government not to reduce these cuts because of the impact they will have on many families. And when we make decisions in relation to public health measures, they have consequences. Mm. They have consequences for workers and consequences for businesses. Yes, we have some movement on the PUP payment, but many of the measures for businesses and other supports for workers have been tapered off and have been cut. And we told the government not to do it. I mean, only on Wednesday, And the 1st of December, they continued with the graduated cut for the EWSS. And yet on Friday, we're hearing they may look at it again and they may have a rethink, but that hasn't been confirmed. And that
you can understand why they might have wanted to delay things until they had heard what Neffet's advice for the winter was going to be, because you don't want to make a decision at Cabinet on Tuesday and then have Neffet come along on Thursday and undermine the basis for it.
But Gavin, we've heard for weeks speculation that there may be additional restrictions and measures coming. Nobody can say that they did not see this coming over the last month especially. And the government proceeded on Wednesday. You cannot have a situation where on a Wednesday the government proceeds with cuts and then on Friday says, well, we may reverse some of those cuts.
Yeah, but the government can't have known that far in advance, David, that the recommendation was going to be to go back to pods of six and that you weren't allowed to book multiple tables and there might be a two-hour rule and that you might have to reduce the number of parties that could even be accommodated because you have to have social distancing in a hospitality outlet. The government didn't know any of that on Tuesday.
Gavin, come on, you have to plan for every eventuality. They may not have known of the precise nature or nuance of every measure that was going to be proposed, but it has been speculated for some time, and you as a journalist were also speculating that some additional measures may be necessary and if it might call for more restrictions. There's been public debate about this for the last month, if not longer, and my point is that the government should have known that whatever measures were recommended by NPHET, it would have consequences for people. And I think you can't just ignore the reality that some of the circumstances which led us here by bad planning, bad government, indecision by government, mixed messages, has led to a frustration that people feel, but also in part led to the fact that we have again lost control of this virus. If the government had done more in relation to antigen testing, in relation to ventilation, in relation to ICU capacity and capacity in hospitals generally, I think people would see that the government did everything they could to keep people safe and to do what they needed to do. That didn't happen. And that, I think, adds to the frustration that people have in relation to where we are.
What do you make then of the idea, which even Leo Varadkar admits in today's Business Post is peculiar, that the country is implementing more restrictions at a time when the number of people in hospital is broadly declining? I mean, it's increased this morning based on yesterday, but it always does over a weekend. But if you look at the trends over the last fortnight, the number of people who need hospital care is declining. So a lot of people would think that they just can't understand then why you'd introduce more restrictions at a time when the outlook is improving.
Well, what I would take from that is that the booster jab is working, and I think that's a big part of it, which is why, again, I would want to see the booster jab rolled out as quickly as possible. Obviously, people being vaccinated is really important. The fact that we have nearly 93% of the adult population vaccinated has put us in a very strong position where, yes, we've had rising hospitalizations and rising number of cases in ICU over the last number of months, and all of that was obviously worrying. But it was much lower than it would have been, obviously, if people were not vaccinated. So obviously vaccination is working, the booster jab is working, and I go back to the point I made earlier, the public health advice is what it is. I can't change the public health advice, nor can the government, but Leo Varadkar signed off on the measures. He's in government. He has access to all of the data and modelling coming from NPHET, which looks not just at the last number of days, but the next number of weeks. And I go back to a point I've been making, Gavin, over the last number of months, and not just me, but others in opposition. We don't get that data. We don't get that information. We don't get access to NPHET. We don't get briefed. There hasn't been any briefing to the opposition in relation to any of these measures. And yet, reasonably, you put questions to me in relation to my interpretation. Leo Varadkar has full access to NPHET, full access to all of the advice. He signed off on the measures, and I simply don't know what discussions went on between NPHET and between government. Yeah, no, it seems there was some friction at Cabinet.
Well, that's a fair point, because I know you did have a briefing with the Chief Medical Officer the week before last, but you haven't had any kind of briefing on the nature of the latest modelling, so it's very difficult for you to sort of comment in a vacuum. In Northern Ireland, people can now access a booster dose 3 months after their second one. Obviously, the advice in the Republic is that it should be 5 months. Would you like to see it sped up?
I would, and I think that we need to look at what the international best practice is and listen to all of the experts here, because as I said earlier, I think vaccines have been really powerful. They have worked. I remember, Gavin, we had discussions ever before any vaccines came in relation to the potential of vaccine hesitancy. We haven't had it, and that's because, in my view, of the voluntary model that we have, that we encourage people to get vaccinated. The vast majority of people have. They've trusted the science. And I think if we can, in a safe way, and it has to be underpinned by the science, accelerate the rollout of the booster jab, I think that's important, because if you look at the drop in hospitalizations, I would say that is in large part down to the fact that obviously many of the people who are over 60, people who are immunocompromised and people at risk have got the booster jab. And that's keeping them safe. So the quicker we can accelerate and roll out the booster jab, I think the better.
All right. David Cullinan, Sinn Féin spokesperson on health, thanks very much for joining us this morning on The Record.